Nadine Kamenicki is the family violence prevention worker with the women's shelter here in Peace River. Thank you very much for doing this interview with us today. First of all, it's Domestic Violence Month in the month of November. Just comments, if I can, just a little bit of an icebreaker on said month being Domestic Violence Month.
Yeah, so we are excited that we get to raise awareness this month about family or about violence. So we have a couple campaigns going on, or one big one at least. So we, as you know, we deal with domestic violence every day here at the shelter, and we have our outreach program where we see people that may not be in the shelter, but they come into the program who have also suffered domestic violence. And so we are just excited that we're actually able to speak about it and get the word out, because the more we talk about it, then the more aware people become.
If I'm not mistaken here, Nadine, it's the Purple Ribbon campaign, is it not, with the Domestic Violence Month?
So that was one that we did last year. This year we've switched it up a little bit. So we are having a Go Purple, paint your ring finger any shade of purple to show support to end domestic violence. So we've actually partnered up with a few local nail salons in order to have them support getting your fingers done and having your ring finger painted purple. So we kind of have a idea that, you know, people are going to be like, hey, what's up with the purple finger? And then it kind of gets us talking and people becoming more aware about the domestic violence and getting that awareness really out there in the community.
How heightened has domestic violence awareness been, especially since COVID hit 2 years ago?
So we have seen a huge number or a huge increase with domestic violence in the shelter since the pandemic has happened and continues to be a huge influence. So with that, we have tried to really put it out there about awareness and really getting it out there with the other agencies and community members, because there's other signs, you know, there's signs that you might not notice at first, but as it's put out there, even like mental and isolation and things like that, types of abuse that people didn't think were necessarily abuse, but they are. So that's one thing that we've been trying to open up the conversation about. And we've gotten a lot more hits with that. You know, a lot more people starting to realize that the relationship that they are in isn't a healthy relationship and that they do need help.
How much more needs to be discussed at this point in the ballgame, as it were?
Oh, man, we could discuss so much. We could. There are so many communities even that don't necessarily even know about domestic violence or have any awareness about it. And there is so much more that we need to do in order to reach out. And we've only scraped a little bit off the top, and we could continue every day going out and bursting it all over, you know, and we still could reach someone that has no idea about any abusive behaviors.
Of the discussions that have been done so far, has the discussions at least been constructive?
Yes, for sure they have. Yep, we've been able to, you know, reach not even just those, like the community agencies and things that we have spoke about, but also individual people, and we've been able to really help them and be able to make them aware and just be able to really bring that awareness out for sure.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, and this I guess would be a little bit of a plug, you and the radio station have a little bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for here? I guess a fundraiser, I guess, that's going on in conjunction, I'm thinking, with Domestic Violence Month. How has it been going? And second of all, what are the parameters and goals of said campaign?
Well, right now it actually hasn't started quite yet, but it will be coming up on November 29th. And so we are having a online digital fundraiser. So we're going to be posting different organizations are going to be bringing together, like local organizations, bringing together some belongings, and we're going to be auctioning them off. So we are going to have 12 days of Christmas this year with association with multiple local businesses to help raise $30,000 for the shelter. We're trying to fill up our candy cane, as per se, as we have kind of advertised it as, so that we are going to use that money in order to help not only with the residential side, but also our second stage shelter that is hoping to be opening up right away here. So 12 days of Christmas, we will be advertising each day and auctioning off belongings.
$30,000 is your goal. How obtainable is that goal?
Well, last year we made over $20,000. So, you know what, with the community members and everything we've went through and all the awareness that we've brought out, that we're hoping that $30,000 is very attainable.
I think, yeah, obviously with the Christmas season coming up, people are going to be out and about and being busy. The discussions that have been done, again, I guess one more time, Nadine, how much more do we need to bring this awareness to the forefront?
We need to bring it right to the front. You know, there's so much more that could be done, and we're trying our best on our end. And with COVID, it's really brought us down. You know, we haven't been able to get out in the community as much as we want to. But the more that we can, and the more that we are trying to get out there with the shelter and our services and all of that, we want to make it. We want to plaster it everywhere. We want everyone to know what's going on with domestic violence and how to really see those signs and how to help someone that is experiencing domestic violence.
Nadine Kamenicki is a family violence prevention worker with the Peace River Women's Shelter. Nadine, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for having us. And, yeah, we hope to bring awareness as much as we can.